Hiya. My name's Melody Coffey, and I'm the breastfeeding advisor for the hospital. And I've been running these sessions for a couple of years now, making mums aware of the benefits of the breast. First of all, let me give you a bit of background. There's nothing more natural and rewarding than feeding your newborn baby. It makes sure your baby receives all the nutrients it needs to be nurtured as nature intended. Now, some of you are going to find this very difficult, and others are going to be squirting like nobody's business. But the important thing is not to give up. Right, ladies, we're going to talk about latching on. I hope you've got the right colour of baby that I've just passed around. If not, swap them between you. I've got the black baby tonight, which, I don't know, it probably wouldn't be as dark as this if I'd actually have reproduced with a black man, but they don't seem to sell them in an in-between. Okay, cradle your newborn and get into a comfortable position. Now use your thumb and your index finger to erect the nipple. It could take a bit of time. I don't know. It depends on you. Okay, now what you need to do is take your hard nipple and gently stroke your newborn baby's cheek until it eventually turns its head towards you. Now, the first time I tried to get my baby to latch on was in the delivery room, and I was having my stitches done and the epidural had worn off, and the last thing I wanted to do was stroke my nipple across somebody's face. But if I can do it in those horrific circumstances, anyone can. So, our newborn has turned towards the breast. Now, don't just shove your nipple in its mouth, as it might find this very disturbing. Allow the baby to do all the work. But remember, the newborn has to have the whole lot in, because sucking on the end won't produce milk, just painful bruising and cracked and bleeding tissue. Now watch my face. When your baby's doing this, now it's called rhythmical sucking, that's when your baby's receiving your nutritious colostrums, leading up to your period of engorgement, when your breasts will become very sore, hard and swollen. But this is actually a good sign, because it means your milk's there. Now, that's all we're going to cover of the logistics for today, because I want to get on with your questions. So, in case anyone's turned up a little late, I ask you to write for me on a little post-it any queries you might have about breastfeeding your newborns. And fathers too, and friends or family, that's fine. So I've collected them all in and here we go. Is breastfeeding painful? Well, it can be, but it's almost always overridden by the special closeness and nurturing of it all. I mean, I've had mums say to me they felt like, well, actually, one mum described it as the very essence of a soul being sucked away by Satan. But others just say it's lovely. So, now, second question. My mother tried to breastfeed me, but wasn't producing enough milk. And she was left to do it until a midwife at home advised her that I was starving and had to give me formula. Is this Joyce? Has your mum got small nipples? Is she here tonight? Well, then we won't know if I'm right, then will we? But I would say it's probably a case of you not sucking on your mum properly, because she hadn't got her nipples hard enough. Anyway, bring her next week and I'll get you latching on. Right. Oh, now this one's interesting. Some friends of mine think that breastfeeding is like child abuse. Well, you can assure them that not feeding your baby is considered child abuse in many countries. And I think they have very sad minds, and you should get yourself some new friends. Ones that breastfeed. Okay, and just one more. I have not yet decided whether to breastfeed, because this question is niggling me. Is breastfeeding oppressive to women? It does seem very controlling and quite torturous. Also, it makes sure the woman is unable to have any kind of freedom away from the child. Would you say this is a possible theory as to why the powers that be are so keen on women to breastfeed? No! Is this yours? Oh, I thought it might be. Is your husband here tonight? No, I thought he might not be. I don't think he'd be very happy with you making out that the most precious thing to ever happen between you was a very clever government ploy. Now would he? No. You're definitely missing the point. Most intelligent people are fully in support of breastfeeding because they know it's best for baby. Anyway, the midwives won't be very happy with you if you adopt that attitude. And don't forget, they'll be the ones you turn to at night when visiting hours are over and you're exhausted and you want somebody to watch your baby so you can get some sleep. So think on and watch who you're upsetting. Okay then, next session. Amongst other subjects, we'll be covering breastfeeding twins and clogged milk ducts. I'll see you next week then. Oh, can you just before you go, wipe down your newborns, because some of you will be slightly lactating by now and it's not very nice for the next class and it's a bit smelly. All right then. Bye everyone.